Yeah. Welcome to episode 67 of the Speak On It podcast, hosted by your boy T-Lip. I'm here with it, man. The last football Sunday of the regular season, week 18 in the NFL. We are here, man. Been 18 long weeks. If you know the game of football, you know how brutal this sport can be. You know how time-consuming this sport can be. You know how important every game is week to week can be. It can knock you into the playoffs. It can take you out of the playoffs. And this is one of the biggest weeks for that. Some coaches are going to get fired after this day. Some GMs are going to get fired. The draft is going to be set after this day. At least the first 15, 16 picks are going to be set today. Just a lot of things are going to happen today. But so if you've been rocking with me this entire season, I think I started doing a podcast. I think it was around like week four. I think it was week four. I started back with season three of the Speak On It podcast. And I've been rocking for this is 13 weeks, going on 13 weeks right now. So if you've been rocking with me, if you've been tuning in to what I got to say about football, what I got to say about basketball, what I got to say about anything else I'll be talking about, I appreciate you. We coming tougher in 2024. We're coming harder. More knowledge. More opinions. More talking shit. It's all going to be there. So, but we're going to jump into the games that happened yesterday. We're going to briefly talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens because that wasn't the Ravens didn't play seven of their starters. Obviously, Lamar Jackson was out. Odell was out. Zay Flowers was out. Humphrey was out. Roquan Smith was out. Was it Kittler? One of the guards was out, and Kyle Hamilton was out. So it was probably like 9 to 10 guys that was out that didn't need to play. They had locked up the number one seed already, and get them guys another week added on to get healthy, to get right. Because like I said, the NFL is a long season. You done played basically 17 games in a row. It's a long season, and now you can have literally 2 weeks off, two games off to rest and recover, man. It's a lot of time, but, I mean, everybody wants to be the one seed for this specific reason right here. So if you have it locked up before the last week, damn near everybody is going to rest their quarterback. And let's think about it. We have seen Patrick Mahomes rest in the last week before. He's always been the one seed. He's came back ready to go, ready to play. We've seen just last year, Jalen Hurts was injured, I think, the last couple weeks of the season last year, and they were the one seed. So he literally had like damn near a month off. Did that stop him? Did his play go down the drain? We seen what he looked like in the Super Bowl. So I think rest is pretty good. I know they have this thing where all of their, if they don't have the, they're going to miss out on their timing. We wanted them to stay fresh and we wanted them to stay in it, man. They didn't been in it. They didn't been in it for 17, 16 weeks strong. So I don't mind sitting your guys down at all. I think that's actually a great move for sure. If you worked hard and you made it and you're the one seed and you have clinched the one seed before the final week, then I think you should benefit from this. Keep you guys locked in. Keep you guys ready to go, which I think the Ravens will because that's how the Ravens play. And Harbaugh is there, and Lamar is there. He's going to keep them guys focused and locked in, even Roquan Smith. So that's my take on that. I know a lot of people say, they're going to be rusty coming into that game. They're going to start slow. They're going to lose their edge. They're going to the chemistry they have is going to go out the window. Man, I take my chances. That's just me, though. But obviously the Pittsburgh Steelers, not obviously, but the Pittsburgh Steelers won 17-10. They keep themselves in the playoff hunt. They are right now the 7th seed right now. They need the Jaguars. If the Jaguars lose today, the Jaguars play in Tennessee versus the Titans. If the Jaguars lose today, the Steelers will make the playoffs. And they will either play the Bills or the Dolphins. Right now, the Houston sits at the 4th spot right now with the win over the Colts. Yesterday, they sit at the 4th spot. So, like I said, if the Jaguars lose today, the Jaguars are out of the playoffs, and the Texans will win a division and sit at the 4th spot. That would be big time for them to have a rookie quarterback, a rookie coach, not that many playmakers on his team. Like the playmakers on his Houston team are the young guys that they drafted, basically. You got Tank Dell. He's been out since like week 10, I think. You got Will Anderson and CJ Stroud. Those are the guys on his team. This is preferably a young team. Obviously, they got Laremy Tunsil, which is one of the best offensive left tackles in the game. This is a fairly young team. And they're going to continue to get, you know, Derek Stingley, Stevie Nelson. They doing their things on the outside. Buddha, boy, Desmond King. Shout out to you. I see you back doing your thing in Houston. But this Houston team is fairly young, like I said. So you can say, like, oh, it's only up from here. But it's the NFL, so you never know. But I think they're in good hands right now with CJ Stroud and Will Anderson and D'Amico Ryans. So shout out to them. But let's briefly talk about the Steelers and the Ravens. Steelers won 17-10. Mason Rudolph came out there. It was rainy. It was a rainy day in Baltimore. It was raining literally the whole game. Mason Rudolph was 18 for 20, though, 152 yards, one touchdown. This was the Nigel Harris game. Nigel Harris had 26 carries, 112 yards, one touchdown. He becomes the first Pittsburgh Steelers running back to go over 1,000 rushing yards in three straight seasons. I was like, damn, really? A team that we fairly know to really run the ball, and he's the first running back to run for three straight 1,000-yard seasons? It made me think of, like, damn, Le'Veon never did that. Willie Parker never did that. Jerome Bettis never did that. Like, it just made me think, like, man, none of those guys never done that? Man, that's kind of crazy to think about. But shout out to him, man. Shout out to him for accomplishing that. Shout out to him. On the outside end, Deontay Johnson had four catches, 89 yards, one touchdown. He had the 71-yard touchdown bomb. That was basically the touchdown winner. It happened early in the game. It happened, let's see. I just want to make sure. Shit, it was the first play of the fourth quarter. First play of the fourth quarter, that's when he had a 71-yard basic route, dig route, right on time. He caught it and split the safety in the corner and, you know, catch and run. That's what it was. Good win for the Steelers. It keeps them in the playoff hunt. Right now they sit at the seventh spot. If the Jaguars lose today, the Steelers will make the playoffs. And this will be a crazy eventful year for them to make the playoffs. They have literally started like three or four quarterbacks. They started Kenny Pickett. They started Mitch Trubisky. They started Mason Rudolph. They've started a lot of quarterbacks. So shout out to Mike Tomlin, man. Shout out to the organization. I would love to see them get a solid quarterback. I don't know who, man, but I keep hearing the Russell Wilson, but I don't know about that either. But I would love the Steelers get back to being the Steelers, man, get back to having a Ben Roethlisberger type of guy, you know, a Josh Allen type of guy, a guy that just can really play and really, you know, uphold that Pittsburgh Steeler way, man. Because the defense doing their thing, man, but they need offense. They need offense. They need quarterback. So, good win for them, man. They won the game. Like I said, the Ravens set all their players out, basically. But some guys ran the ball well. And I'm not even going to – I don't care about what the Ravens did today. The Ravens are the Ravens. They are – what are they? The Ravens are 13-4. They could have easily won this game, been 14-3. But they 13-4. Literally one of the best record in the AFC. I would say they are the best record in the NFL. If the 49ers lose today, they are the best record in the NFL. And the 49ers play the Rams today. And I think the 49ers are going to sit out a lot of guys. I think Purdy and McCaffrey are going to sit out. I think they're out. Trent Williams is going to probably sit out. I don't know who else is going to play, but who knows? Like I said, if the 49ers lose today, the Ravens will have the best record in the NFL. And that's love. Moving on for that to the big game, the Saturday night game, the game that whoever won, the other team was definitely completely knocked out of the playoffs. Houston Texans traveled to Indianapolis for a division game, a road division game, with your playoff hopes on the line, because whoever won this game was definitely clinching a spot in the playoff hunt. They're clinching a spot into the playoff hunt, and that's what Houston did. Houston went down there and won the game. The first offensive play from the game, Houston went. C.J. Stroud threw a bomb. 75 yards down the field, catch and run. Nick Collins, a strike, cover four, post versus a cut split. I thought the safeties was going to help him, man. I feel like the safeties kind of left that rookie cornerback out there to dry. It's cover four. It's literally one deep route. The tight end literally went under the linebacker. So you should know, like, I'm going to push to help my corner. If you don't threaten me deep as a tight end, you go under the linebackers, then I'm going to haul ass to go and help my corner. Neither one of the safeties went and helped the corner at all. There was literally only one route. Like, on the backside, on the nub side, when I say nub side, I mean a side with just a tight end, you know, or a sling formation with a tight end, two tight ends, one off the ball, one on a ball, probably to the boundary or whatever. And a boundary, when I say boundary, I mean the shorter side of the field. So neither one of those tight ends moved. They didn't run a route. The tight end to the wide receiver side, he ran a route, but he ran under the linebackers, which would cause for either one of those safeties to communicate with each other and know I'm about to go and help my corner. They literally let the corner out there to dry, and that ain't good teammate play right there. You can't do that. You can't leave your rookie corner out there to dry in cover four and he running a post route. Like, you got to be there. You got to be there. You have to be there. But C.J. Stroud threw a dime to Nico Collins. This kid, Nico Collins, man, been doing his thing this year. If y'all been paying attention, he has over 1,200 yards now, or 1,300, because let me see. Let me make sure. He has 1,200 yards, 1,297 yards, 80 catches, and 8 touchdowns. Literally three yards away from 1,300. Big game from him, man. He's been balling. You've been watching Nico Collins. He's been balling this year. Shout out to him. Shout out to C.J. Stroud. He made him look well. C.J. Stroud, 20 for 26, 264 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Very accurate throwing the ball, man. Very accurate. He made some key throws, made some great throws. Obviously, he started off the gate with a 75-yard touchdown, which was thrown, like, I would probably say 55 to 60 yards in the air. He's a baller, man. He's a baller. Had a good, decent running game. Singletary had to carry the ball 24 times for 63 yards. That was a commitment to the run that they need. That was definitely a great job. Collins basically had all the yards. Like I said, C.J. Stroud threw for 264 passing yards. Nick Collins had 195 of them. So he was basically the only one that was eating on offense. But they made enough plays, man. C.J. Stroud and them made enough plays to win this game. I would like to see them in the playoffs. Like, I didn't want to see the Colts. I did not want to see the Colts in the playoffs because they don't have their quarterback. I want to see Richardson back with them next year and see how he plays with them. But C.J. Stroud, if he's probably going to travel, let's say if they're the fourth seed, he's going to play the Browns. Browns going to have to come down to Houston. That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a test for sure. That's if the Jaguars lose today. But if the Jaguars win today, Houston will go down to the seventh seed, which will knock the Steelers out. And Houston will play either the Bills or the Dolphins. I think they got a better shot at playing against the Dolphins because it'll be hot, you know. Because if you got to travel to Buffalo the first round and you Houston and you're a dome team, that's going to be tough to win. Like, that's going to be I don't know. I think you got a better chance of beating the Dolphins than the Bills in Buffalo. That's just how I feel about that. But it was a great game, man, by C.J. Stroud. He's showing that he's basically one of the – I'm not even going to say best young quarterbacks in the game. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. I think he's top 10 for sure. He might be creeping into that top five. I think I would take him over Justin Herbert. I would take him over let me see. Because I got this quarterback list on my phone to where I kind of be – talking about, I kind of rank players. Let me see. Okay. I take C.J. Stroud over Tua? I take C.J. Stroud over Tua. Yep. I take C.J. Stroud over Dak Prescott. I'll take C.J. Stroud over Justin Herbert. I'll probably take C.J. Stroud over Trevor Lawrence because C.J. Stroud is just a winner. Like, he kind of willing his team to win, and he's a leader. I don't see that from a lot of those guys I just named. I would take C.J. Stroud over Brock Purdy. So right now, the only guy I'm not taking C.J. Stroud over is Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, kinda, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Jalen Hurts. And it's a question mark on the Jalen Hurts. Like, I got to see the next 2 or 3 years of Jalen Hurts to see. But I think, like I said, I think C.J. Stroud is one of them guys that's going to be a top five quarterback. If he continue to do this and play this and continue to get better every year, because that's the thing about the NFL. They're going to have a whole offseason to look at what you do well, look at what you don't do well, and they're going to adjust to it. That's just the name of the game. Every 2 or 3 years, the game is going to adjust to you. Every year for sure, but every 2 to 3 years, another class is coming in. It's going to be better. It's going to push the game further. Are you going to be able to continue to adapt and continue to get better and continue to execute at a high level year-to-year basis? That's what I want to see from C.J. Stroud. But if he do that, he's top five. Like, I'm taking him over Geno Smith, over Kirk Cousins, over Jared Goff, over Brock Purdy, over all of them. So, like I said, I think this guy's top five, man. Top 10 for sure, but I think he's around that 6-7 range for sure. He's a guy that can make every throw. If you heard me talk about C.J. Stroud when he was coming out the draft, I said, bro, he's going to have the best career out of all of these quarterbacks because he can really throw the ball. And I think he went to a good place with D'Amico Ryans, an offense coordinator. And this, like I said, this team is fairly young. This team don't have a lot of weapons. Like, nobody thought the Houston Texans was going to make the playoffs this year. Nobody, like, people thought they probably was going to win maybe 5 games, 4 games, maybe 6 at the most. But this is a 10-win team. And they didn't have their quarterback, their starting quarterback, C.J. Stroud, for 2 of those games. So this is a 10-win team when their starting quarterback missed 2 games due to concussion. Just imagine if he there for those 2 games. Yeah, they won one, but they lost the other one. Just imagine he there for the one they lost. Like, if I'm a Houston Texan, if I work in the front office, or if I'm just a fan of Houston football, Houston sports, I'm excited because I think they got their franchise quarterback. Like I said, you kind of want to continue to see it. You want to continue to see his development, his growth, and his clutchness, and the adjustments that he makes year to year, because the game is going to adjust to him. We see that. We see it with Patrick Mahomes this year. We see it with Jalen Hurts this year. Like, and if you Houston, you should go all in for him. You should go all in for sure now the next year. He's going to be on his rookie contract still. You probably got next year and a year after that to go and pay the guys you need to pay, go and build a unit around him where they can really compete. I think they're going to be the best team in that division. I think they're going to be the best team in that division, and they're going to start to win the AFC South often. They're going to challenge the Jaguars for that, and maybe it make the Jaguars better, but we're going to see. But if I'm a wide receiver, if I'm a free agent wide receiver, if I'm one of these wide receivers that won a different situation, Houston is on my radar. If you're a wide receiver, there's about, I'm going to say, and I think that would be a great fit for Brandon Ayuk. He know that that coach, D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans was the defense coordinator in San Francisco for a lot of years, and he was there as a linebacker coach as well. Brandon Ayuk has been a 49er his entire career. So if I'm Brandon Ayuk, I think that's what Brandon Ayuk probably is going to end up at. He know that offense. I think that's a great spot for him. And they're going to pay. They're going to pay. So there's like 5 spots that if I'm a wide receiver, I know these spots are going to overpay for a wide receiver. You got the Cardinals. You got Green Bay. You got the Panthers. Let's see. I might even say the Colts. That's if the Colts don't bring back Michael Pittman. Who else? The Giants. The Giants are probably going to, overpay for a wide receiver. So that's like five spots right there where if I'm a free agent wide receiver, if I want to trade, them are some of the spots. You can get to play with Kyler Murray. You can choose to play with Kyler Murray. You can play with Jordan Love. Like I said, you can play with CJ Stroud. You can play with Anthony Richardson. It's a lot of places. And if Devontae Adams leaves the Raiders, then the Raiders are going to be looking for another wide receiver. So it's on them to build around CJ Stroud. It's on them to build around him. On the other hand, the Colts, obviously they played with a backup quarterback this entire year. Gardner Minshew was a good quarterback, though. I like his game. Taylor balled out this game. He had 30 carries, 188 yards, one touchdown. He also had two catches for 8 yards. He had a dominant game. Liked the way he ran the ball, especially knowing you got a backup quarterback in. You got a backup quarterback in, and you're still able to carry the ball 30 times and rush for 188 yards. That's dope. The Colts season ended today. Like I said, Anthony Richardson, starting quarterback, I think he went down like week 5. He was done for the year with a shoulder injury. I want to see how he comes back and play, man, because he just missed a whole year. He just missed a whole year. And I don't care what you say, bro. I'd rather you be on the field than off the field. When you miss a whole year, I don't care if you're the franchise quarterback or you're the backup running back. Like, that's quality reps that you miss. That's experience that you miss, especially if you're a rookie. Like, now you're going to kind of be like a year behind as far as playing the game. I'm not saying you're not going to ball out next year, but there's going to be the learning curve is going to be a little bit, it's going to happen this year now other than happened last year. You can watch as much film as you want to. You can do all that film talk, but the best experience is the experience itself. That's the best experience. Good game by the Colts, man. They got a young team. Good season by them. They ended up being 9-8. The coach got them playing pretty well. I like the head coach. He was the offense coordinator for the Eagles last year. I like what he got going on there. I want to see this team continue to get better, continue to add weapons around the guys, Jonathan Taylor on the outside. They need to be looking for a tight end. I don't know about their offensive line situation, but they ran the ball pretty well this year, so offensive line is cool. Secondary, they need some veterans in that secondary. They need like a Micah Hyde. I think some of them guys from the Bills are going to break up. Micah Hyde or Jordan Poyer, they might fit well in Cincinnati. I mean, not Cincinnati, in Indiana. But we shall see, like I said. Great win for them, though. I mean, they had a great season. Great win for Houston. But the Colts had a great season this year. Obviously, you want to make the playoffs, but shit happens, and now their season is over. Hopefully, all the guys finish the game healthy, and they're able to have a healthy offseason, an offseason where they can, grind and get better and get their body right, get their body stronger, get more agile, agility, understand, the wisdom of the game, get a better understanding of that. So shout out to all the guys, man. I hope everybody that's playing today, man, stays healthy. If you're making the playoffs, if you're not making the playoffs, man, I hope you stay healthy because, man, ain't nothing like an offseason where you can really put that work in and not have to rehab, every day. So I'm praying for everybody to stay healthy, man, throughout this whole playoffs, through the playoffs, this last of football Sunday, man, all of that, man. We seen TJ Watt go down with a little injury yesterday. They say it's not bad, but I think he has something like an MCL sprain or something like that. You don't even want to see that. You feel me? You don't want none of that. But I just hope everybody stay healthy, man, where they can put their head down, work on their mistakes, work on their craft, and just play free, practice free, train free. You feel me? So that's what I want right there for sure. But obviously there's a lot of matchups today. There's some big matchups today. Let's see. I'm gonna just give my opinion on some of these big matchups today. The Bucks play the Panthers today. It's not a big matchup, but the Bucks need to win this game. If they win this game, they win a division, and they play in Carolina. So Carolina can be some season spoilers if they wanted to. But we shall see. We shall see. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Bucks will win. But whatever. The Jaguars travel to Tennessee and play the Titans. Ryan Tannehill is playing. I keep hearing this is probably his last game in as a Titan. Mike Vrabel, this might be his last game coaching the Titans. So they might want to walk out with a bang. I got Tennessee on the upset, man. I'm just not that sold on the Jaguars team, man. They be losing some games that they shouldn't lose. Quarterback play be a little iffy. Turn the ball over a lot. So I'm going to take the Titans. I'm going to take the Titans to go out there. One last hoorah. Derrick Henry might be on another team. Mike Vrabel might be on another team. Ryan Tannehill might be on another team. So I'm going to just take the Titans. The Jets travel to New England to play the Patriots. This is probably Bill Belichick's last game as a Patriot head coach. He's been that head coach for what, damn near over 20 years. I got the Patriots winning this game. I hope they can be able to send, you know, Bill Belichick out on the right end. You know, just send him out right, man. He won 6 rings for y'all. I don't care if y'all think it was Tom Brady or him. Like, coaching really matters, bro. I don't care how great of a quarterback you is. You need coaching. That's what it is. You need coaching to get your team together. I don't want to hear, oh, it was Tom Brady. It was 80% Tom Brady. It was not, bro. It was not. Because we've seen some great-ass quarterbacks go to one Super Bowl and never go back again. So it's about coaching and all of that. It's about everything, bro. It is about every single thing. So I'm going to go, it was 50-50 Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. I understand everybody, oh, it was Tom Brady, to try to diminish what Bill Belichick was doing. But you can't diminish what he was doing because, like I said, coaching matters, bro. Like, Dan Marino don't got 6 championships. Patrick Mahomes don't got 6 championships. Ben Roethlisberger don't got 6 championships. Peyton Manning don't got 6 championships. It's coaching, too. It's not just about the quarterback you have. Like, Tom Brady was in the best position he could ever be in his life. That's why he didn't leave. He got 3 championships early on in his career. He could have left in 2009. He could have left the Patriots and said, I'm about to go somewhere else and go and do my thing. But he didn't. He stayed all the way until 2019, 2020. Because he knew that was the best situation he could be in to build his legacy, to build his name, and to continue to win. So that's why he stayed there, because of Bill Belichick. So shout out to that. Another game we got the Vikings and the Lions. I got the Lions winning. They need to go into the playoffs on high momentum. If the Cowboys win today, they clinch the number 2 seed, and they will have home court advantage until if they play the 49ers for the last round. But if they lose, the Eagles win the division, and the Cowboys will be the 5 seed, and they will play the winner of the NFC South. I think that'll be a loss. The Cowboys need to go into Washington and win a game. Obviously, Washington is probably going to fire their coach, Ron Rivera. They're probably going to clean house for sure and get ready to draft the quarterback, draft the franchise guy, whoever they feel like that guy is, and basically start brand new. I think they should change their colors. I think they should change their name. I think they should do all of that. Like, it's y'all the Commanders now. I think you should change the whole color of the team. It should not be the same color as the Redskins was. They need to just go to a whole nother color. Like, just refresh the whole – just refresh it, man. Just start it over. Like, just start it over, bro. And all that shit. And then you got the big game tonight. The big game tonight. This is the biggest game of Week 18. Bills travel to Miami. Play on Sunday Night Football and play the Dolphins. Winner of this game clinches the 2 seed in the AFC. If the Dolphins lose, they will go to the 6 seed. And they'll probably be traveling up to Kansas City in the first round. If the Bills lose, they potentially going to miss the playoffs. If the Bills lose, they can potentially miss the playoffs. Like, if the Bills lose, bro, they're going to miss the playoffs. It's no questions about it. Because the Steelers are going to go in front of them, and the Dolphins are going to come and replace them at their spot. So the Bills have to win this game or they're not making it to the playoffs. If the Dolphins lose, they're still going to make it to the playoffs. They're just going to be a 5th seed or a 6th seed and have to travel. But This is a big game for Tua and a big game for Josh Allen. This is a really, really big game for both of them teams. And I'm honestly, I can't wait to see how this game turns out. I can't wait to see this game. So I'm locked in. I think the Bills will win because I think the Bills have to win. I think that loss of Bradley Chubb last week, knowing that, Phillips is already down, the Dolphins are going to have a hard time rushing the passer or probably or stopping the run. And I think the Bills are just locked in right now to the point where they need to go. They know they need to go. I think Stephon Diggs shows up today. He has a 100-yard receiving game. He hasn't had one of those in damn near like 8 weeks. I think this is the game he shows up and makes it happen. Goes over 100 yards. And I think Josh Allen has a day today. I think he has a day. I think he has one of those days today, which would be dope for him. So that's just my today's episode. That finishes episode 67 of the Speak On It podcast. Just wanted to drop by y'all real quick, give y'all some knowledge, give y'all some picks, talk about these games that happened yesterday. And who knows, man, I'll probably drop another episode today after the Sunday night game. Who knows? We shall see. Stay locked in. If you tune into the Speak On It podcast, then you will know if I'm dropping it or not. If you ain't, catch up like mustard. You feel what I'm saying? But that's all I got for y'all today, man. Y'all enjoy y'all day, man. Enjoy y'all last football Sunday of the regular season. And I'll catch y'all on the next episode. Speak On It podcast. Lip out.